This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's COVID-19 trends are stable and low, according to the latest state data. Statewide spread of the virus appears to be limited right now. The 7-day positivity rate at 3.3% below the key 5% threshold. The state has recorded fewer than 500 cases per day for the past month, but those figures likely don't include most home rapid tests. There are 80 people hospitalized with confirmed COVID cases, down 4 from the previous week. For the second year in a row, scientists at Boulder's Global Monitoring Laboratory observed a record increase in global methane emissions. CPR's Miguel Otárola has the story.
In 2021, global levels of the potent greenhouse gas were 162% higher than pre-industrial levels, the largest annual jump recorded since modern monitoring started. Scientists are worried those levels could grow beyond human control. Xin Lan is a research scientist with the Boulder Lab.
The big question is that are we already seeing some climate feedback? And it's actually driven by the increase of greenhouse gas emissions. So that really got us quite concerned.
Though methane is the second biggest contributor to human-caused global warming, Lan says carbon dioxide is still the biggest driver. Those levels continue to increase at historical rates. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
It's opening day for the Colorado Rockies, hosting the Los Angeles Dodgers at Coors Field. The new season is starting later than normal due to stalled contract negotiations between MLB owners and players. New Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson threw out the first pitch. The Rockies actually drafted Wilson back in 2010, 2 years before his NFL debut. This is CPR News.